On Saturday, something special is happening up Money Glass direction. There's going to be a man riding a donkey, and I'm telling you, he's doing it for a very good cause, and my money's on him straight away, AP McCoy. Tony, good morning.
Good morning, Frank. How are you?
I'm doing very well. You're seriously going to be riding in a donkey derby?
Well, I'm sure there's a few people thought over the years that I rode in a lot of donkey derbies, or I've ridden a lot of donkeys in the past, so one more time is not going to make much difference. No, look, it's for a good cause. You know, it's something that obviously my brother and sister were help organising. It was just something to do a little bit for the community and do a little bit for charity. And, you know, with the help of a few people, like I think Craig Concrete are sponsoring it. The hospice, the Northern Ireland Hospice, is something that I know that Cara Frampton is involved in. And Cara is actually coming down to spectate, I think, tomorrow afternoon with his manager Barry McGuigan. I'm sure it's someone that he'd like to emulate. You know, I think Barry won the world title in 1985. I think everyone remembers it, so I'm sure Carr's already a world champion, and I'm sure he'd like to keep progressing and get to Barry's statue, if you like. But
do you know what I like about you, Tony? The modest man that you are, you've already reflected the glory towards another world champion, and you, of course, being the rider of riders, so to speak. But it is relevant when you mention Barry, because he's going to be riding in the Donkey Derby. The hurler Owen Larkin's going to be riding. David Healy's going to be on board. Brian McGee, the boxer, as well. Do you think in a Donkey Derby against that sort of competition up in Money Glass, will you win?
Well, I have a better chance of beating them in a donkey than I would have in the boxing ring, anyway, that's for sure. So, I think I'm a little safer, and well, I might be safer in the donkey. But no, look, fair play for the lads to take part. And, you know, as I said, it's for a good cause. It's to try and raise a bit of money for the hospice. You know, I think it's the only one there is in Northern Ireland that can, you know, care for the children with those complex needs. So, you know, it's you know, it's a good charity, and it'll hopefully it'll be an enjoyable day. And you know, it's just, you know, from my point of view, it's just, I haven't really been home that much since I retired, and it's just a little bit, just a day to come back and say, like, thanks to everyone for all the support, and hopefully they'll have an enjoyable day, you know. And as I said, it's great that those other lads are turning up. You know, they make a day like tomorrow, you know.
I'm sure they'll have a great day's crack. It's down around the Tumble Down Inn. That's where your sister has the bar or whatever. Where's the actual race?
I'm not actually sure, to be honest. Yeah, my sister and brother have a pub there called the Tumble Down Inn. As I said, they wanted to, you know, as I said, to give a little bit back to, you know, for all the you know, the luck that I've had and we've all had. So, more about a day of enjoyment for everyone else. So I'm not sure whether this is taken. It might be around the pub for all I know, but as I said, I'm sure it'll be great crack, and you know, I think everyone's welcome. I could be inviting everyone. I'm not sure how it's been organised, but the more the merrier, I say.
Everyone is welcome. There's music all day. I have a big flyer here in front of me. And people are welcome from 2 o'clock onwards on Saturday the 6th. I think your race is actually the Donkey Derby is at 5:30. Tony, how are you enjoying retirement? I know you came back for one big charity race, pretty serious charity race. But, you know, as one morning leads to another morning, how are you enjoying the leisurely pace?
Yeah, it's okay. You know, I don't look. I was up at five o'clock this morning. I was in John's and Neil's watching a lot of the horses exercise and watching them jump. You know that you know, the horses that JP by Manus owns, and I was, you know, keeping an eye on them. So I'm not, you know, I'm not lying in my bed all day. So it was up at 5 o'clock this morning. There's things, you know, I miss obviously riding. I miss the competition. I miss winning. But it happens to every sports person, and you've got to be realistic that you can't keep going forever. But, you know, I don't miss the travelling. I don't miss being in hospital. I don't miss not eating. There are certain things that I don't miss. You know, I'm playing a lot more golf. I'm getting to play in the Dunhill in St Andrews next week, which is a great tournament. So, you know, which is something I've never been able to do before. I think Rory normally plays with his dad, and so it's a big tournament. So things like that I've never got to do before. So I'm looking forward to that. It'll be a little bit more difficult, no doubt, during the winter when the better races are on. But, you know, as I said, you've got to be a realist. You know, I often think about how lucky I've been. So I'm one to look forward rather than back, to be honest. I've never looked back in my life, so I'm not going to start now.
Yeah, absolutely no chance whatsoever, no matter what the deal is, what the offer is, you're never riding in a big race ever again.
No, I'm not. Look, I wouldn't have ridden in a charity race a couple of weeks ago, only Jack Berry built a rehabilitation centre for jockeys in the north of England, and he raised 500,000 through this race over a couple of years. And at the opening of the Jack Berry House, you know, we had the likes of Princess Anne there, and he asked in front of everyone, you know, would I ride in this race? And I done my best to get out of it. And, you know, it was a case of, he put a very good case forward for how much money he'd raised and all the hard work he put in. So the least I could do was ride in a horse race for a few minutes. So luckily I got on the best horses. I was very lucky to do in a lot of my career and managed to win. So that was the most enjoyable part of the day.
Well, listen, fair play to you for helping out with that charity and for helping out with this one. But it's a donkey. It's on Saturday. It'll be close to the Tumbledown Inn in Money Glass. You can never refuse the sister. And, of course, you couldn't refuse the Northern Ireland Children's Hospice. Tony, thanks for coming on. Thanks for speaking to us.
Pleasure. Thank you.
That's the great AP McCoy, who will be on a donkey. And one of the men to blame is Maurice Cooper, who's sitting here in front of me. You know, fair play, Maurice, when it comes to getting people on a donkey to raise money for the Children's Hospice. You have Tony, you have Barry McGuigan, you have Owen Larkin, you have David Healy, you have Brian McGee, you have other people as well. You must be pleased with this as a fundraiser.
Absolutely, Frank. We're delighted to have such local sports celebrities and champions coming out to support Children's Hospice tomorrow. Also like to mention that we have a local heart throb called Noel McGrogan taking part in the Donkey Derby as well, and we expect quite a lot of interest in his form during the day, so we're expecting a big crowd tomorrow. There's going to be lots of opportunities to support the Children's Hospice, and we're absolutely delighted that we've got such great support.
Fundraising is so important, and we're hearing about it all roads and directions. It is great when people take time out, and I know, you know, AP has a chance to come home, he's going to see his sister and brother and all of that, but to get on a donkey and to be the greatest of the greats riding on the greatest horses ever, you know, it just says something about him that he's prepared to go on a donkey to do it for you chaps.
Absolutely. Well, I think, I mean, a lot of the celebrities that we work with, you know, at the end of the day are very humble and are very willing to support the children and the families that we care for at the Children's Hospice. They're willing to do almost anything for us. So it's really wonderful to see that. And I think that, you know, that also feeds into other fundraising that the local community and local supporters do as well.
Aye, and even by talking to me, deflected the, you know, the praise from himself and reminded us all, really, that it is about people who need assistance. And there are so many different ways that people can help, and they should keep the hospice in all, I suppose, its guises very much to the fore in their thoughts.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, we're delighted this is sort of kicking off the week of fundraising with U105 and Operation Purple over the next week, so it's a great way to start and then to build up through the big coffee break on Thursday, the Twilight Walk on Friday, and then our Mile of Pound Coins at Stormont Estate next Saturday. So there's something for everybody, I think, to get involved with. And I heard young Larkin's letter on earlier as well on your show, so it's great that everybody right across Northern Ireland are getting involved in fundraising and helping to support the charity.
Marcus, only a pleasure.